is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin's highest judiciary will decide the fate of the state's 1849 abortion law. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
A circuit court determined last year that an 1849 law doesn't apply to medically consented abortions in Wisconsin. The high court heard arguments Monday about whether a 1985 state law overrides the older one, allowing abortions before the point at which a fetus could survive outside the womb. Jenny Higgins, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, says returning to the status quo would mean a dire landscape for abortion access.
Even though abortion is technically available at clinics in Wisconsin right now, it's heavily restricted because of insurance and Medicaid prohibitions. People have to pay out of pocket for a service that should be covered by insurance.
Abortion access disproportionately affects those who are already the most marginalized, Higgins says. She notes while people from all walks of life may find themselves needing abortion care, factors like poverty and racism make it much harder for some to achieve reproductive autonomy compared to those with more economic and social resources.
Those effects make it much harder for folks to be able to access contraceptive care, be in relationships that are stable and healthy and communicative, be able to see past the end of the day, right, into one's future, if you are, again, sort of focused mostly on your own economic scarcity or figuring out how to feed your kids or figuring out how not to get evicted.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A big win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team, ranked 6th in the nation, beat their rivals, number 16th ranked Minnesota, last night in Madison. It took 5 sets, losing the second and third, but coming back to win the final two. They're on the road Saturday night against Nebraska. NBA, the Bucks with a 122-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks almost let it slip away in the third quarter. Doc Rivers:
you can't give teams hope, and they have a history. The Bulls this season all year, they keep coming back, and then I thought the fourth quarter was another defensive masterpiece, you know, and we got to keep doing that.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. Rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing players like tight end George Kittle or running back Christian McCaffrey.
When you look at those guys and before you got to the league, it's like, damn, you get to the league, man, all that go out the window. I ain't going to lie to you, but as a competitor, you looking forward to those matchups, man. You looking forward to playing against those guys and competing with those guys for sure.
That's the Packers' Javon Bullard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper, and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette. What?
You actually used a cassette to hit the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
No. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, you know, the drive-in, it was really not that bad, but I looked out the window before we went live, and it's coming down fast.
And man, it's accumulating, man. It really is, man. You know, and I was, you know, listening to the news last night and this morning, and they were talking, and they said here in Racine, you know, the snow would start, you know, after the show. But it's, man, it's coming down pretty aggressively, and they were talking 2 to 4 inches. You know, it looks like it could be a lot worse than that, man.
Yeah, it definitely could be. Good thing it's not too cold, and it's supposed to switch to rain at noon, so.
Yeah. All right, but it's Thursday, and that means the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing great. How are you?
How is the weather?
It's beautiful. I was going to the pharmacy and I had to park on the side of the road. It's just cats and dogs.
You mean snow?
Yes, Thursday.
Cats and dogs, snow?
Yeah. My kids yesterday were telling me that we need to get the winter gear, and I was like, the weather doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, you really do need the winter gear. As I got up this morning, I left my car out, and I didn't have the, you know, Calvin, what is the thing you use to brush the car off? I forgot what it's called.
An ice scraper?
Yeah. I didn't have that. I didn't need the ice scraper, but I certainly needed to brush the snow off. And, you know, that's somewhere. I got to find all that stuff. It seems like, Omar, the children are right. It's time to start digging that out.
Yeah, you start to feel the cold air creeping into your lungs. And I kind of, with a pharmacist instinct, I kind of get to see the colds that are going to come to the pharmacy today asking about, like, cold and flu symptoms and feeling cold. And there is like a myth that if you are, if it's cold weather, you can get cold and flu. And the reality of thing, it's about the people get to be in closed places more. So the transmission of the cold and flu and influenza get to be more. So it is time to stock up on the zinc and vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine, the combo of supplements and vitamins that we have to take every day for our resilient immune system response. Like, we don't have to just focus on the getting NyQuil and DayQuil and things that are going to be helpful when we get the cold and flu symptoms, we have to be prepared, preparing our immune system to fight this regular kind of combat of attack of different viruses and bacteria through the winter. So I make it part of my daily regime. If I'm taking a medication for a health condition like blood pressure or high blood pressure or diabetes, I make it also taking every day the clinical doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin A, and I try to group them into one or two supplements. So we have something called Wellmune at Wiltopia. Taking two capsules of those every day gives you all of those at the clinical doses. And by that, I mean enough to do an effect, enough to help and support. And taking this all winter, like we've been doing this regime with several of our patients, and they come back and they say, we through the winter, we didn't have any problems. We were not sick. And or if we are sick, we're sick for 1 or 2 days, and then our bodies are able to fight and come back and just kind of have a normal day. So please do not underestimate the importance of the zinc and vitamin C and those things that we hear about since we were very young. These work, and the body uses them to support and do the what we say an inflammatory response that is acceptable, that just comes out in order to fight the infection, and then the body comes back to normal homeostasis, which is the balance in the body between different systems.
You know, Dr. Omar, Tony says, I've been saying this for years, pharmacists are some of the smartest, most underutilized people in medicine. For full disclosure, I'm married to a pharmacist. So you know, I'm not married to a pharmacist, Tony, but I concur. I've said it from the onset. You know, this is my favorite hour of the week with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and I have put, you know, the health of my family in his capable hands. And ever since I've been listening to Dr. Omar and following, you know, the precepts that he gives, I'm good. I'm not fearful of the cold weather. I'm not fearful of those things because I've been preparing and taking the right supplements and things as we lead up to this kind of weather. You know, to do it the other way around and wait until you get sick, you know, is a lot more difficult to overcome those illnesses as we age, Dr. Omar, and a lot more dangerous. Is it safe to say that?
I think it's safe to say that, Earl. I'm just remembering when I was very young and my mother was helping me to decide to be a pharmacist. And my mother brainwashed me since I was like in the fifth grade that I'm going to grow up to be a pharmacist. And I remember she used to tell me, I want you to be a pharmacist because you're going to have the knowledge and you're going to be the most exposed to people that need help that maybe underestimated in what they feel or want, or maybe they don't want to go to the doctor, and you're going to encourage them to go to the doctor. You're going to connect them with the healthcare that they need. And at the same time, you're going to be having the clinical knowledge, and you're going to be in business as well. So I had this since I was very young that we have to always find out-of-the-box ideas to support our community. When it comes to being ready and knowing that something might come out and attack us in terms of a virus or a bacteria or something happens, yeah, it's the smartest way to live, because we're not going to just stay at home and not go out and about and see our families and meet children and then touch them and then hug people and just live our life. We just want to make sure that if we have a problem, if we get challenged by an infection, we are ready. And also, one of the underestimated causes of cardiovascular problems, Earl, are infections. like to have a bacterial infection or a viral infection, this can be detrimental for a cardiovascular event like high blood pressure or high cholesterol, or even getting a stroke or a heart attack. Happens, and we see it in the doctors see it in the hospitals all day long. So never underestimate an infection that you get, and always be ready.
If you are just joining us, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He's the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, I have to say this, and, you know, people have a right. You know, we've got John F. Kennedy Jr., who is, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is looking like for all the world he's going to be given a position by the Trump administration that he's just not qualified for. He's not a medical doctor. He does not have the titles and the research necessary to be put in a position as critically important as the one that Donald Trump is pushing him to lead. And here's a guy who doesn't believe in many instances in vaccinations. And I want to say to you, Dr. Omar, I'm reading and noticing an epidemic in whooping cough. And I have to say this, I remember as a young boy, whooping cough was something that was around and people were worried about, and they came up with a vaccine and whooping cough disappeared. Listen, people have a right to not be vaccinated in this society. You have a right to not have your children vaccinated in this society. But I don't think you have a right to not have your children vaccinated or you not be vaccinated and you impact, you know, all sorts of other people. I just don't think that that's the way it should work. Dr. Omar, you say what?
I want to say that it's very sad that we see disease and viruses and things that have been eradicated and we didn't see or hear about in the past are coming back. Whooping cough has been caused by pertussis. It's very highly contagious respiratory disease caused by Bordetella pertussis. And the children are taking it in a series of 5 doses, okay? DTaP vaccine. And then the adults take it every 10 years, the TDAP, so it's a different name for it. And it contains the pertussis vaccine. And when people were taking the vaccines as planned, as expected, we didn't hear about it at all. No. I'm not talking about just in America. I'm talking about everywhere in the developing countries. But now it's coming back. In Australia, 41 cases last year. In America, the numbers have tripled from the previous year. So I'm just worried about the funding for the vaccines and the funding for marketing for the vaccines, that there was no question about its importance and its effectiveness. And the choices of Mr. Donald Trump are very, like, he chooses family and friends and money, and that's a challenge.
You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to continue this conversation in addition to lipids and what that is. You're tuned in to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on The Earl Ingram Show.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwalbe and I'm an actual Schwalbe. So there you go.
Now, what is a Schwalbe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise?
All right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 or go to the website wiltopiarx.com and send me a message.
Calvin, and how can people follow up if they need to get some information?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay of the live stream on YouTube, Civic Media's YouTube page. And you can always find the archives of our shows at civicmedia.us/shows or on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcast.
You know, Dr. Omar, whooping cough. And yeah, the fact that, again, this was something that was basically eradicated. Yeah. You know, maybe it might be something, Dr. Omar, that, you know, we wouldn't be. It's amazing to me because it's not just whooping cough. It's a lot of other of these illnesses that were eradicated that are starting to come back. And we know why they're starting to come back is because people have decided to forego the vaccinations. You know, it's one of those things, pay me now or pay me later. Right? I mean,
pay me later. I like the analogy. Yeah, it makes sense. It just makes a lot of sense. And it's just simple science. And this is the science of the vaccines is very complex. And it started from the age and the era where millions of people were dying. And then we need to, the challenge of the vaccine is that we are creating medicine for people who are actually healthy. So the safety profile is very high, and the challenge is adverse events are very low, but misinformation is huge. And if there are information about one vaccine that is kind of people are like, one vaccine is politicized, doesn't mean that every vaccine is. So I can see where the problem is. I want to give you an example of my wife who has her immune system is not as strong as everybody. And every winter she takes many supplements, but she gets cold and flu and she stays at home for a week every time she gets cold and flu. But when we started to giving her the vaccine, and she's taking care of herself, she exercises, she takes her supplements, she doesn't get influenza. So it is kind of, you have to look at the community and to yourself, and you have to understand that what worked for someone else is not necessarily going to work with you, and you have to follow your doctor's advice, you have to follow the science and validate this science and understand that the vaccines that are provided that have been traditional vaccines available for long years, these millions of people have taken and there was no problem. On the contrary, they were protecting the community from serious disease. Like whooping cough, when it comes back, it just makes me feel like, okay, so it's not coming back in Panama or Egypt or a developing country. No, it's coming back in Australia, in USA, and it's just the challenge is the future doesn't hold a lot of funding for the research on the vaccines early. So I'm worried that Medicare and Medicaid are not going to have enough funding for the for those crucial vaccines. I am worried that even the marketing and the marketing segments to talk about the importance of these basic vaccines are not going to be as strong. So we have to fight for the good science and the good information for people.
You know, Dr. Omar, and so for those of you who are listening, any other questions that you have are welcome. Dr. Omar will answer any of them. So don't feel like this is the only thing that we can discuss today. But I clearly, Dr. Omar, you know, the holidays have snuck up on us. We're going to be forced back inside. And maybe we haven't prepared ourselves. Maybe this came, you know, we've been able to move around outside. It's been in the 50s. And so we haven't had to, you know, be locked inside. But that time is arriving swiftly. And So all it takes is one person who has contracted this, especially children, and a room full of others who have not been vaccinated themselves, and you got an epidemic in your own family.
Yeah. Yeah, it's challenging. So I am just telling and warning my customers and patients, be prepared. Support your immune system. And if you feel like there is so many people around, you do not need to hug them. You do not need to hug everybody. Let's just shake hands and then wash our hands, you know.
So we're gonna talk about lipids, the definition of what lipids are, how critically important they are. And, you know, we don't sit around the average person talking about lipids. Hey, Calvin, how many times have you had a conversation about lipids?
Probably never.
Right. So, but guys like Dr. Omar and doctors do, and we're going to find out more about it. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Covering the games and biggest sports news. Listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin's highest judiciary will decide the fate of the state's 1849 abortion law. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
A circuit court determined last year that an 1849 law doesn't apply to medically consented abortions in Wisconsin. The high court heard arguments Monday about whether a 1985 state law overrides the older one, allowing abortions before the point at which a fetus could survive outside the womb. Jenny Higgins, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, says returning to the status quo would mean a dire landscape for abortion access.
Even though abortion is technically available at clinics in Wisconsin right now, it's heavily restricted because of insurance and Medicaid prohibitions. People have to pay out of pocket for a service that should be covered by insurance.
Abortion access disproportionately affects those who are already the most marginalized, Higgins says. She notes while people from all walks of life may find themselves needing abortion care, factors like poverty and racism make it much harder for some to achieve reproductive autonomy compared to those with more economic and social resources.
Those effects make it much harder for folks to be able to access contraceptive care, be in relationships that are stable and healthy and communicative, be able to see past the end of the day, right, into one's future, if you are, again, sort of focused mostly on your own economic scarcity or figuring out how to feed your kids or figuring out how not to get evicted.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the Smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
somehow I believe we'll always survive. Now I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to provide?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You know, you can join us at any point in time. Anything you want to discuss is fair game. So Dr. Omar, you lipids. What are lipids, and why should we? Why do we need to know what that means?
I can just make it a summary of cholesterol numbers. These are numbers that you see on your yearly annual check. They are as important as your blood pressure, because these numbers can go up and down. Usually they go up and kind of the doctor would look at them, roll his eyes, write a prescription, tell you have to improve the way that you eat. And then we start something new called a statin. And many times after this happens, the patient or the person gets a massive heart attack out of nowhere. And just because the solution was not just the statin. The lipids are, like, if we say three main numbers that we look at in our report, they are going to be cholesterol, total cholesterol, and then LDL and HDL. The LDL is the bad cholesterol. Let's put it this way. The low-density lipoprotein is bad cholesterol. Builds up in the artery walls, create plaque formation. The plaque happens day after day, meal after meal, year after year, and then they cause complete occlusion, and then when the heart attack happens. So the LDL is an important number. We want it less than 100, but actually anti-aging medicine is telling us best number is between 40 and 60. That's an aggressive number that is going to reduce your cardiovascular risk significantly over the coming 5 years. Because Eric, when I look at the someone bringing in their latest lab work, and of course in communication with their practitioner, I look at the numbers, I look at the person, and I imagine this person 5 years from today, how healthy are their arteries going to be? Because you are as young as your arteries. The arteries, which is where the blood flows from the heart to every cell in your body, it's more than 6.5 tennis courts of, like, roads in your body, reach your brain, your lungs, your kidneys, your feet. And we have to keep them healthy. If they are healthy, you are healthy. If they are not healthy, you are aging, you're getting sickness, and unfortunately, people lose their life if they don't understand how important these numbers are and how important these tests for the heart are. We live, we eat, we kind of have our life, we think that we're healthy. Suddenly there is a massive heart attack, five different medications. This is the story of my father. He always slim, he's always exercising, he doesn't take any medications, and suddenly massive heart attack. Doctor puts him on five different medications. And the doctor simply told him, you know what, you have the genes of the high cholesterol, it's familial hyperlipidemia, and you just have to take care of what you eat more. And then he leaves him, he takes the five medications. 3 years later, a second heart attack. 2 years later, a third heart attack. that's when we started to look at things in a more functional way. And I went into studying and understanding that the lipid profile is not just a statin or a fish oil. There are 45 different steps that we can do in order to improve our numbers. And that is between lifestyle changes, exercises, foods to eat, medications to take, and supplements to adhere to. And these steps, if we follow through with them, we see people 20 years from today happy and healthy, minimum medication, maximum efficiency, exercising, and just taking care of themselves. It is just not this kind of a medication that I take. It's a lifestyle, a vision of living healthier. And you cannot do it on your own. You have to have a health guide to help you with understanding your lipid profile and improving them. I have some patients that come to me with levels over the last 2 years, and I look at the levels in amazement and I tell them, like, what did you do with these numbers? What medication did you take? And the patient would tell me, the doctor offered me a statin and I don't want to take drugs. So we work together. I understand what people believe in and what they want to do. So I start some vigorous programs, lifestyle changes and supplements. And then after 3 months, the patient comes back to me and they tell me, my doctor is amazed about the numbers and the improvement that I have. And they show me the graph of how things are improving. But the challenge that I am having, Earl, is that this is the same person that was here 3 months ago. He doesn't feel anything healthier, like the lipid profile. The challenge of it is, like, you don't have headache, you don't say, okay, I didn't take my statin today, I feel something is missing, or I am tired, or I'm sick. No, it's more of awareness of the patient about something that can happen, but it didn't happen yet. And that's the challenge. It's hidden, it is kind of playing in the background. So that's why we have to make sure that when we have numbers coming from the doctor, after we visit the doctor, don't just look for the abnormal number. Look for the pattern of where your numbers were, the LDL. If it was 110 last year and this year it's 125, next year it's 135, it's going up, then you have to do something. It's not just the lab kind of guidelines that tell you this is high or low. I know that there is many questions you want to ask me, so I'll leave the mic for you to ask me questions.
So Dr. Omar, you know, I was just at my cardiologist 2 weeks ago. I take a statin. I found out that the statin is one of the number one prescribed medications in the entire United States. You know, if you look at the most, you know, prescribed medications, high blood pressure, you know, statin medications right at the top of the list. So that's the go-to medicine that doctors prescribe. As I, you know, was at my cardiologist, the cardiologist didn't check anything. They didn't take blood or anything. How do I know what my lipid number is? And I was just there at the person who should, you know, the cardiologist, that's the specialist. That's the person you're going to see who should, how do you, you know, before I didn't get. Go ahead.
Before you go, Earl, you do a CBC, complete blood count, lipid profile, thyroid check, the main health conditions that you.
But who does that?
They should request for it before they see you. Like, before they see you. Okay, here is what happens, okay? The cardiologists are some of the smartest people on the planet.
Right.
What they do is that they check all of these numbers before they see you. So if they see you for a small number of minutes, by that sometimes minutes.
That's right.
They checked all the numbers and they think that everything looks okay, and they look and they see, okay, it's getting better. So they don't invest any more time with you to tell you anything else. Now it's up to you to go fetch your records and request it from the office and kind of, you know. Understand.
You mean after? And this is, you mean after? I won't see the cardiologist, my cardiologist again for another year.
So the best case scenario is before you see the cardiologist is that you contact the office or the general practitioner have already done the complete blood count, lipid profile, thyroid check, kidney check. So complete blood count has also for the kidney and the liver function. So these are kind of the EPIC system is a universal system for all of the doctors. So I think the cardiologist already checked these numbers. He just didn't tell you. It's in front of his screen.
Yeah, but he can only, Dr. Omar, he can only check it from the last time I had my blood drawn, right?
Exactly.
Well, what if that's been 6 months?
There is overload of work, and they're going to give you excuse why this didn't happen.
Right.
And many times you have to request it to happen again. And this is very sad. And this is one of the reasons why we're very worried about the changes that will happen in healthcare, because we still don't have enough practitioners, doctors and PAs and nurse practitioners to help us. But I have this same problem many times, Earl, that I have a patient wants to do a consultation with me, and I tell them, okay, bring me your latest lab work that you did this year or last year, and then they bring me lab work for their heart and the CBC complete blood count that's 2 years old. So I tell them, before you meet with me, let's do another one requested from your doctor, so we can have an open conversation with your doctor and do some recommendations, because what you're describing doesn't say that you're best to treat it. Like, I have patients who are like maybe 35 or 40 years old, young woman who's complaining from having shortness of breath, she cannot exercise, etc., and blood pressure is going up. And then, so if I meet with her and I give her a supplement and I send her home, I don't think this is kind of good a good practice for me as a pharmacist. So I tell my patient, how about you go to your primary, have them order for you these tests, and I give them the name of tests, have them order these tests, and then meet with me or meet with the doctor, and then we go from there, so we can kind of figure out a plan. But at the end of the day, what I found is that we are the kings of our health. Me as a patient, I am the king of healthcare. You as a patient, you are the king of healthcare. It's not the doctor, it's not the system, it's not the insurance company. So the challenge with that is that I think we have to identify someone in our close community, a health care provider that cares about us, and they are available, they are out there, they are few of them, but they care. And then they get to be our go-to when we have kind of challenging questions that we forgot or we did not ask our doctor or cardiologist. Like what we do, Earl, like I meet with you and I go over your medications and I tell you I have this recommendation to the doctor. I have this suggestion of a supplement. If you start it, I want you to tell your doctor. We wanted an open conversation because, unfortunately, if you have one cardiologist serving the whole community, like how many people he's going to see other than doing procedures, you know?
So let me ask you. So I've just seen my cardiologist. I can now request the blood, you know, that they run some tests, some lab work, and the cardiologist will then have to go back and check that lab work.
Usually, the primary physician is going to be the one that will check it, and he will refer you to the cardiologist if needed.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're in the pharmacy, officially in the pharmacy, with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the weather.
Do you know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And I would venture to say, Dr. Omar, that this is the most valuable hour that I have every week on, you know, the Earl Ingram Show. Because what you have basically pointed out is that you should be selfish with your health. You know, it's not good to be selfish with a lot of other things, but clearly your health is one of the things and one of the places we should be selfish.
Yeah, I agree with you. We should be very selfish with our health, and we get questions as pharmacists all day long from patients asking random questions, but many times the questions they need to be, I cannot answer them in less than 5 minutes. That's the time I allocate for quick consultations. If I have time, I spend time with, like yesterday, I spent an hour with a patient finishing a full consultation because it was an emergency. But in general, unfortunately, there is limited time and there is so much information and there is so many things that we can do. And one of the things that I just warn people from, don't get overwhelmed when you go to a practitioner and you see so many things they ask you for. It's easy to ask them, okay, this is so many things. Tell me about the top three things I have to start with today. And maybe we can meet again in 3 months to discuss the next three things I can do. That keeps the clinician in a check to make sure that they are not talking to a brick or a wall or a car. It's not like take this list and go and do it and then come back. Functional medicine practitioners, if you see a good one, you will have a challenge of making an investment upfront and you pay less later on. They're going to tell you several things that you have to do. Some of them are not paid by the insurance. But if you do all of them, this is investment in these coming 2 years. It's investment in your whole future. The problem in conventional medicine is that they give you the medications and then a list of things you have to work on your own if they ever give it to you. So you're going to find someone in between who really cares about the patient, who uses all the tools that they have learned over the years to come to you with answers.
So Dr. Omar, we've got some callers. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, I realize there's a lot going on here, but I had a friend of mine. He lost his brother. He actually committed suicide, and they think that one of the reasons why that happened was he took a product named Propecia, which is, you know, to help you with your hair loss. And apparently Merck was the company, the pharmaceutical company came out with this. And at the end of the day, I guess they've hidden a lot of the results, and I guess there's quite a few, there's hundreds of thousands of people where this has affected them negatively.
So David, for the sake of time, where are you going?
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious to get Dr. Omar's perspective, because there's a lot of, you always talk about poisons and chemicals within products and food and stuff. I just wanted to get his take on that particular product.
Thank you very much for the call, David. Dr. Omar?
So the Propecia or finasteride, I think that was finasteride, it's taken for male pattern baldness, and it helps, but it has to be taken every single day. The side effects for the Propecia can be sexual dysfunction or breast tenderness, but also there is, for some individuals, it can cause depression and anxiety, suicidal thoughts. So if they are thinking that it may be a contributing factor to committing suicide, yes, FDA has updated these side effects, and so, that's kind of...
So Dr. Omar, let's go quickly to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. And functional medicine is a path that I've been on for years now. At the advice of a chiropractor, I started seeing a practitioner, and I learned about lifestyle medicine from this doctor. And, you know, it's just been a godsend. So, and this doctor coordinates with my primary doctor. You know, at the end of my eighth decade, I'm in really good health, only on one medication, you know, numerous nutrient supplements. And I'm just so grateful for having gotten on this path. Thanks for the address.
Dr. Omar, I can't tell you why people call so late, but, you know, unfortunately, our time is up for today. And we'll reconnect on next Thursday for the best hour in radio anywhere in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. We will see you in a week, Dr. Omar.
See you in a week. See you in a week. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you. Thank you as well. You know, we're going to be talking about, you know, a couple things. How Trump and Musk can revive the economy for the American workers on the Earl Ingram Show.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.